Dantasana and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Master, if you live abroad all the time, then we cannot look at your attractive face, whose smiles vanquish all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Upon hearing their speeches, the Lord, who is very kind to the citizens and the devotees, entered the city of Dwaraka and acknowledged all their greetings by casting his transcendental glance over them. Purport. Lord Krishna's attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by him, one cannot tolerate separation from him. Why is this so? Because we are all eternally related with him as the sun rays are eternally related with the sun's disk. The sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus the sun rays and the sun cannot be separated. The separation by the cloud is temporary and artificial. And as soon as the cloud is cleared, the sun rays again display their natural effulgence in the presence of the sun. Similarly, the living entities who are molecular parts of the whole spirit are separated from the Lord by the artificial covering of Maya, illusory energy. This illusory energy, or the cotton of Maya, has to be removed, and when it is so done, the living entity can see the Lord face to face, and all his miseries are at once removed. Every one of us wants to remove the miseries of life, but we do not know how to do it. The solution is given here, and it rests on us to assimilate it or not. So, here it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada that the devotees actually they cannot tolerate the separation from the Supreme Lord. The separation from Supreme Lord is called viraha or vicheda in Sanskrit word, or you can say vipralambha. So this viraha or separation is very intolerable for the devotees of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the jiva, their nature is, they cannot tolerate the viraha or separation from Krishna. That is their nature. And Mahaprabhu, when he appeared here, he exhibited by crying for Krishna. Always he was crying. Rarudyamana Mahaprabhu. He was always crying for Krishna. And that is the viraha, is in separation from Krishna is such a thing. Actually, that gives so much pleasure. When someone is feeling separation from somebody, actually he is bringing that person into his heart. Always that person is in the heart. So though outside, outwardly separation is there, but inside union is going on. So therefore, in separation, though the devotee always, he gets so much pain, but at the same time also, he gets some pleasure. So therefore, they can survive in this world. Otherwise, due to separation, this gopi is Radharani, they would have died, but they did not, because they are getting some type of pleasure due to separation. So, how the separation, this mood came? Mahaprabhu accepted there were four sampradayas, pure sampradayas. Sri Brahma Sanaka Rudra. Four sampradayas in this age of Kali are called bona fide sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu accepted Brahma Madhya Sampradaya. Why Mahaprabhu accepted this Brahma Madhya Sampradaya? Because in Brahma Madhya Sampradaya, this separation mood is there. And it came from Madhavendra Puripada. Up to Lakshmipati Prabhu, this was not there. Since Madhvacharya, up to Lakshmipati Prabhu, they were doing Gopal worship, but there no Radha Krishna worship was not there. When Madhavendra Puripada came, he introduced Radha Krishna Seva, conjugal Seva, the conjugal mellow. So, how one can develop so much love for Radha Krishna, it was exhibited by Madhavendra Puripada. And Madhavendra Puripada, he was always crying out of separation from Krishna, just like Radharani and Gopis. So he compiled a shloka, Ai dina dayardanatha he mathuranatha kadavalokyase hudayan tad lokakataram daitya bhamati king karamya. O dina dayardanatha, lord of dina, lord of the very poor, distressed person. You have become now Mathura Nath. No more you are Vrindavan Nath. You are not Lord of Vrindavan anymore. You are the Lord of Mathura. So how can we see you? That was the feeling of Srimati Radharani and the Gopis. Jab Bhagavan Krishna, when he left Vrindavan with his brother Balaram, the gopis and Radharani, they were all crying out of pangs of separation. So, because we are not having your darshan, so therefore our heart is not becoming steady. Tadavalokyase. Bhramati king karamyaham. You tell us what we can do now. You have gone away from our sight. You are not giving any darshan. So, this type of separation mood only available in Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Because of Madhavendra Puripada was there. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, you can see Madhavendra Puripada, he compiled this shloka. And in this shloka, he actually get the seed of bhakti, prem bhakti. Srungara rasa, conjugal mellow. Before, there was no conjugal mellow. There was no srungara rasa. There was no Radha Krishna prem. Madhvacharya up to Lakshmipati, they were worshipping Gopal only. So, Sri Krishna, he has gone away from Vrindavan. And when Sri Krishna is leaving Vrindavan, Radharani develops so much pangs of separation. Why one will have pangs of separation. If there is no love, one cannot develop separation. Acute separation mood is developing because somebody is having love for someone and he cannot tolerate separation. So Radharani and gopis, they were having so much deep love for Krishna. Therefore, they were not able to tolerate the separation of Krishna. So, when someone will have this prem bhakti, that time he will always think that I am dina, hina, I am poor, pauper. I don't have any possession. Then one can do Krishna bhajan very nicely. If someone will think that he is having something, he has possessed something, so he will have pride, dambha. When there will be pride, one cannot do Krishna bhajan with love. So therefore, this is quite natural that those who are having so much love, they will feel pangs of separation from Krishna. Loving relationship. Srimati Radhika is saying that, how can I see you again? Now I'm not able to see you, but how can I see you again? So please shower mercy on me, thinking that I am a very poor one. I don't possess anything. So Madhavendra Puripad, he was having this mood, Radharani's mood. And he preached this. He was preaching this. And his disciple was Ishwara Puripad. Mahaprabhu, finally, he took initiation from Ishwara Puripad to develop this separation mood in his heart. And after taking sannyas, he came to Jagannath Puri. And there he was always crying out of pangs of separation for Krishna. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. So this is the need of a pure devotee. A pure devotee should always develop love for Krishna and he should cry for Krishna. But how one will develop this love for Krishna? If one is not having any relation with Krishna, he cannot develop love for Krishna. So in order to develop the relationship with Krishna, he has to go to a Tattva Veta Guru, the knower of Tattva, Tattva Darshi Guru. Yesterday we were saying this thing, and today I will continue for something. It's okay. So Gurudev, a Tattva Darshta Guru, or those who know the truth, he is Tattva Darshta or Tattva Gyan. So he gives his Shakti. He gives his potency, he gives his power to his disciple. What type of power that is? That is spiritual power. A Tattva Darshta Guru gives spiritual power to his disciple, and the disciple, that time he will be able to know the truth. So, he may do so many sadhana, but if he is not able to receive the mercy from his guru, that sadhana has no value. He may do many types of sadhana, but he has to receive the mercy from his guru. That means he has to receive the spiritual potency from guru. Then only he can develop his loving relationship with Krishna. We do not know our swarup. We do not know our swarup. What is our swarup? We do not know. Our swarup is Krishna Nitya Das. That is our swarup. So if we have some enquiry within our heart, how to know our swarup, then we must approach a Tattvadrashta Guru. And by his mercy only, we will be able to know about our swarup, Krishna's Nitya Dasa. Then it will be very easy to serve Krishna with love. If we do not know our swarup, how can we serve Krishna? So, by our material senses, by our speech, by our body, by our mind, we cannot get this shakti. This potency, what Guru gives, that we cannot get. So when, due to our some past activities, when we'll be able to get the mercy of Bhagavan Krishna through a guru, that time we'll be able to get the spiritual energy. And that time our material senses will become free from all types of material designations. We are saying sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvam nirmalam husikena husikesh sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So how to become free from these material designations? So many types of material designations. I am president, I am manager, I am sadhu, I am sannyasi, I am guru, I am so many material designations are there. How we can become free from these material designations? Therefore, we should go to sadhu and sit down with sadhu and listen from him. What sadhu is doing? In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, Kapiladev saying to Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, Satang prasangan mama birja sambido bhavanti hurtkanna rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apabargabartumani sraddharakir bhaktir anukramishati. This is the way, this is the process. Kapiladev, he is Bhagavan, Lord himself. He is saying to Mother Devahuti, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. And thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and real devotional services will be begun. So this is called apabarga vartamani. Apabarga means what? Pavarga, apavarga. Apavarga means sraddha, rati, bhakti. Faith, love, and devotion. It will start. Pavarga, desire for enjoyment, desire for liberation, this is pavarga. So after listening from Sadhu Guru, this Pavarga will go and Apavarga will start. That means Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti will start. Only by associating Sadhu. Because Sadhu is speaking Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha is very potentized. Birjavati Hari Katha. Mama Birja Sambido. Satang Prasangan Mama Birja Sambido. So, when one will listen Krishna Katha very attentively, and after some time, he will feel that he has no desire for enjoyment anymore. He is developing slowly, slowly faith, Shraddha. Slowly he is developing bhakti, Shraddha, prem, love, all these things. And this is the process. So finally, one will understand his sorup. By listening from sadhu, one will be able to understand his sorup. Once he will know his sorup, he will be engaged in seva, loving seva. Not that the seva is a burden for me. So much seva. How can I do so much seva? You are giving so much seva. Yeah. In your Western country, once a week seva. That also too much. That is also too much. Hare Baba, what is this? Every day we should give seva. Why once in a week? Oh, I have so many things to do. I have my family. I have my this, that, duty, all this. Hare. So many lifetimes we did this duty. We have got an opportunity to do seva. Now let us do seva. Krishna seva. Again in the plea of family, again in the plea of this duty, that duty, we are losing Krishna's mercy. Seva means we are getting mercy, Krishna's mercy. We are getting some love, loving relationship with Krishna. The pujari. Pujari is going and pujari is doing seva. So what he is doing? He is taking personal care of the duties. And he is not thinking it's made out of only stone. Jaipur stone. Pujari is not thinking like that. Pujari is thinking, Krishna is standing there. I'll have to take care. Aprakrita sarup. Krishna's sarup, aprakrita sarup. This is transcendental one. This is not material one. Those who are Brahmavadi, Brahmagyani, they think Krishna is nirvikara, nirakara, impersonal. There is no form. Even if some, they say, that your deity worship, this is saguna upasana. Deity worship is saguna upasana you are doing. That means this is idol worship. That is also not correct. Only a devotee who has love for Krishna, he can understand that he is Brajendra Nandana Krishna. He is not mere deity made out of stone. He is Sakhyat Brajendra Nandana. Pratima no tumi Sakhyat Brajendra Nandana. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we will find Sakhi Gopala's story is there. How this Chota Vipra, the younger Brahmana, the elder Brahmana was suffering, younger Brahmana was serving, young Brahmana was serving the elder Brahmana. Then Brahmana promised that I will give my rest, my daughter to you. But finally when he came back, his son did not agree, so he just forgot about that. Then Chota Vipra came, then they said, no, no, I have not promised it. So he complained to the elderly people in village, the village committee. They said, who is witness? Who is witness that this elderly Brahmanas promised to give his daughter marriage to you? Who knows this thing? Who has seen your sir? Then Chota Vipra said, yes, Gopal is my witness. Acha? Can Gopal come and give witness here? He said, yes, why not? So much faith he was having, strong faith, that Gopal will come and give witness. So he said, wait, I'll go Vrindavan and I'll bring him. So he went to Vrindavan and he told to Gopal, Gopal, you should come with me and give witness that this elderly Brahmana promised before you to give his daughter to me. Gopal said, how can I go? I am made out of stone. Then the young Vipra said, young Brahmana said, you are speaking with me? You cannot walk? You cannot go with me? When you can speak with me, you can also come with me. That time he said, Pratibhano tumi sakyat vajandra nandana. I know you are not mere idol, mere deity. You are Brajendra Nandana. You are the son of Braja Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj. So you should come with me. So finally Gopal has to come with him. There are so many examples are there. But we people, we are not having any faith on this thing. We are faithless. Why we don't have faith? Because we are not listening. We are not listening from sadhu, therefore we are misguided. We are becoming bewildered by other statement. So many are saying so many things and we are listening to that. We are not listening to proper sadhu, bona fide sadhu. So if you listen to bona fide sadhu, then we can understand how he is Brajendranandana. We can understand his swayam rupa, his swarup, our own swarup, at the same time also we can see his swarup. So when we will be able to know our swarup and his swarup, then loving seva is not a matter of dead deal. Very easily we can do seva. And Krishna, what he wants, he is having everything. What you can give him? He does not need anything from you. He needs only pure loving seva. That much he wants. Priti. Nothing else. So that priti, that prem, that love, only will be possible if you are associating with sadhu. We are listening from pure devotee sadhu, then this loving seva will be possible. Otherwise, we cannot serve him with love. Just duty bound. And Krishna is not accepting it. If Krishna is not accepting our seva, so how can we become pleased? How can we get pleasure? We will get pleasure when he will accept our seva. When he will not accept our seva, we will not get any pleasure. We are doing seva from the morning till night, but we are not getting any pleasure. Very dry. Like this Brahmavadi impersonalist. They are very dry because they cannot serve with love to Krishna. Dry philosophy. So, we should develop loving relationship with Krishna. And always we should feel the pangs of separation from him. I am not able to see him. Krishna is not coming to my mind always. The nasty things, Maya is coming. If Krishna will not be there, then Maya will come. Maya is coming to, Maya is entering to my mind. When Krishna will enter into our mind, then we cannot remain without Krishna for a single moment. We cannot remain without Krishna for a single moment. And this is the Dwaraka inhabitants, the devotees of Dwaraka, they are saying this thing. And in return, Krishna, what is doing? Smiling. He is showing his smiling face to them. Then all their pain, suffering vanquished, finished. Once we will see the beautiful smiling face of Krishna, we don't have any other desires, any other things in our mind, everything will go. We'll be also very pleased by seeing Krishna's face. So, okay, so many things are there. We have no time. It is written, I took 10 minutes more time. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai. Jai Srila Radha Gokulananda ji ki jai. Jai Srila Ram Lakhan Bhakta Hanuman ji ki jai. Srila Gaunitai ki jai. Samabeta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Vimananda.